Polls conducted in five battleground Senate races show Republican candidates ahead of their Democratic opponents, even when the Democrat is an incumbent. If they were to win all five seats, they would likely gain control of the state Senate in January. Steve Greenberg is a spokesman for Siena College, which conducted the voter surveys.
The Republicans have had double-digit leads in all five races that we looked at. Two seats on Long Island, one an incumbent Republican, the other an open seat that is currently held by a Republican, and then three upstate seats currently held by freshman Democrats seeking their first reelection.
Greenberg says Republicans who are outnumbered in the state by nearly 2-1 have some advantages in non-presidential election years because fewer Democrats come out to vote. Senator John DeFrancisco, a Republican from Syracuse who holds the powerful post of chair of the Senate Finance Committee, says he's not surprised that the GOP is doing well in the campaigns. The governor's office and the state assembly are already held by the Democrats, and he says most New Yorkers don't really want all three to be in the hands of the same party.
It's been the tradition ever since I've been in the Senate that Senate has been controlled by Republicans, and it gives some kind of balance with Long Island and upstate.
Governor Cuomo has often touted his ability to work in a bipartisan manner with Senate Republicans, but he has said he will work to get more Democrats elected to the Senate this time. The governor made that pledge under pressure from the left-leaning Working Families Party in exchange for an endorsement. Cuomo also received the backing of the state's business council for, in part, his success in working with the GOP on cutting taxes and spending. But the governor says he intends to keep his promise to promote Democratic candidates for the Senate.
I am and we will. A lot of our campaign materials we're doing together. To help Democratic candidates.
The state Democratic Party, which is run by Cuomo, has sent numerous mailers to voters in swing Senate districts advocating for the Democratic candidate. Senator DeFrancisco says Cuomo, a moderate Democrat, might have an easier time, though, getting along with Republicans in the Senate than with a chamber controlled by Democrats who might want to go further than the governor on raising the minimum wage, increasing taxes on the wealthy, banning hydrofracking, and other issues.
I bet if there was a quiet moment and you had a glass of wine with the Governor Cuomo and he opened up, I'll bet 10-1 he'd really be much more comfortable being able to stay in the middle on some of these issues with a Republican or a coalition government again for the next couple of years.
The Republicans lost the majority of seats in the Senate 2 years ago, but they have co-ruled the chamber since January of 2013 with a group of breakaway Democrats known as the Independent Democratic Conference. IDC leader Senator Jeff Klein has, like Cuomo, also been under pressure from the left-leaning elements of the Democratic Party. Klein, facing a primary from a Working Families Party-endorsed candidate, promised to reunite in a coalition with the Democrats after the November elections, leaving the Republicans out in the cold. But Klein did not completely rule out another union with the GOP in the future. In an interview earlier this year, he credited the Republicans for a number of achievements over the past 2 years.
Alliance or not, I don't believe in the concept of bipartisan governing. I mean, we're never going to get anything done unless we work together.
Republicans might not even need Senator Klein and the Independent Democrats if the current poll numbers hold on Election Day. 32 seats are needed to reach the majority, and the surveys show the GOP could attain that number. Senate Democrats, who hope to regain the Senate, say the races are just beginning to gear up, and it's much too early to rush to judgment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.